This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo has vehemently denied allegations made in a report by the New York Attorney General that he sexually harassed numerous women in violation of federal and state laws. State Attorney General Letitia James said Cuomo allegedly targeted 11 current and former employees of the state government. The report describes a climate of fear created by Cuomo's behavior, which included unwanted kisses, groping, hugging, and making unacceptable remarks, according to James. She said the investigation also found that the Democratic governor retaliated against at least one former employee for complaining about his actions. At a news conference in Albany, Cuomo denied any wrongdoing. He said, "I never touched anyone inappropriately," and added, "That is just not who I am, and that's not who I have ever been." The investigation lasted nearly 5 months. It was performed by two outside attorneys hired by the state attorney general. They spoke to 179 people, including complainants, current and former staffers in the governor's office, state troopers, and other state workers. Shortly after the report's release, several of Cuomo's accusers demanded that he resign immediately. A powerful explosion rocked the heart of the Afghan capital late Tuesday, followed by gunfire inside Kabul's heavily fortified green zone. Several sources confirmed to VOA that a suicide bomb attack was carried out on the house of Afghanistan's defense minister. He was not at home and his family was evacuated to safety. Soon after the attack, the general reassured the public through his Twitter account. He said, "Do not worry, everything is fine." More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon building, home to the U.S. Department of Defense, was temporarily on lockdown Tuesday after gunshots were fired near the entrance, resulting in multiple people injured. The Arlington County Fire Department reported multiple patients. It wasn't clear if the patients had been shot, and the extent of their injuries was unknown. The Pentagon Protection Force reported that the incident took place around 11 a.m. local time at a bus stop just steps from the Pentagon building. It tweeted the news and requested that people avoid the area. The Pentagon is in Arlington, Virginia, right across from the Potomac River from Washington. Belarusian Olympian Kristina Tsimonouskaya said Tuesday she's focused on her safety and seeking refuge in Europe after facing threats from officials at home. In a video call interview with AP, she said, "They made it clear that upon return home, I would definitely face some form of punishment." She added, "There were also thinly disguised hints that more would await me." The 24-year-old sprinter said she wants to continue her career as an athlete, with plans to compete in at least two future Olympics. Polish authorities granted her a humanitarian visa to seek political asylum on Monday after she alleged her team's officials were trying to force her to fly home to Belarus. Tsimonouskaya told officials in Tokyo she feared she would not be safe in Belarus from the autocratic government of President Alexander Lukashenko. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted late on Monday that the Lukashenko government was trying to commit another act of transnational repression by forcing Tsimonouskaya to leave, simply, in his words, for exercising free speech. Ukrainian police say a Belarusian activist was found dead in a park near his home in Kiev early on Tuesday. That's a day after he was reported missing. Vitaly Shishov, who led a Kiev-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday. He'd gone running and failed to return home. Police said they had launched a criminal case for suspected murder, but would investigate all possibilities. A police statement said Shishov had been hanged. Ukraine, Poland, and Lithuania have become havens for Belarusians during a crackdown by President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election last year. And a new report by the U.S. Defense Department says more than 2 years after the collapse of its self-declared caliphate, the Islamic State terror group appears to be trying to rebuild its army in the eastern Syrian desert using children and teenagers smuggled out of displaced persons' camps. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.